you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, great killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't ever know what to say. After 8 years, I don't know what to say sometimes.
Hey, good Sunday morning. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. I'm Stu.
And I'm Mike.
That's what you said.
Hey, Stu. Happy National Caviar Day and happy National Ice Cream Day.
Don't care about the days, man.
You know, those two go together,
but
actually.
Ew. It is culinary arts month.
And National Hot Dog Month.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole 4th of July thing.
Yeah.
How many Joey Chestnut shoved down his gullet this year?
Who?
The guy that always wins the...
oh, yeah. That guy.
The hot dog thing.
I know. I don't see how. I don't see why.
I don't see why. Nathan, hot dogs are fantastic hot dogs. Why do I want to shove them down my throat in such a way that I don't get to enjoy their delicious flavor?
Well, there's always time for that.
No.
But there's one. That's why I go to Whacked Out Wiener all the time over in Foley and Gulf Shores.
Yeah. Which is a restaurant, folks.
And there is one downtown Mobile, but I ain't never down there except at pole vault competitions.
You're at the garage 8 nights a week, plus Callahan's on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Thursdays. We're on Fridays. You have an itinerary the other...
It don't
five or six
day.
Days of the week are just
it don't matter.
Throw it up and see where the wind
blows. Wednesday's Callahan, so Butch Cassidy's several nights. So. But no, I went downtown last night because of the pole vault competition. That was cool. We got some cool things downtown. We got the, you know, got the roller skating around Bibble Square,
mm-hmm.
Second Friday, which is Art Walk, and now the pole vaulting. They do this every year. And I didn't know it was this early out. Usually it's in August, I think. But and then we got a great Greer's coming down there with a rooftop.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
I think you are.
They're going to have some pretty special hot bar food and cook-to-order food in there.
Yeah.
Not going to be like a normal market, but yeah. Plenty of indoor and outdoor seating. So
it's going to be different.
If you don't like the outdoor seating or you got the fear of the heights,
mm-hmm.
we'll have indoor seating as well.
There you go.
Hey, man, before we go any further, I want to say thank you to Bob's Downtown Diner for helping to sponsor this show.
And Le Bichon Wine Bar.
You know what? I was there just recently.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
And I want to thank them for letting us use their place to record Mac McDonald of Vision Sellers. We did an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up under Vision Sellers. And he is one of the first African-American and one of the few
African-American.
Yeah,
founder of the African-American Vintners Association.
Yeah. He does a phenomenal job with his wines. It was a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of wisdom.
Yep.
And soon that'll be available on YouTube, and we'll have it on our Facebook page as well. And then we'll probably share it on my personal.
Video, folks. We're getting fancy.
We're getting big fancy. We got lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, it was a great interview. I enjoyed meeting him.
Yeah,
and,
he was terrific.
He's bigger than I thought he was. He's a big
guy.
He
looked like he'd whoop you, didn't he?
I thought he was shorter than me, but no, I was wrong. But he has those Carhartt.
Mm-hmm.
He wears overalls.
Overhauls, my granddad used to call them.
And but his was customized. Mm-hmm. You know, the Carhartt, they had his winery emblem on the back, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a cool guy.
Yeah, very cool. Very inspirational and intelligent guy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And just funny.
I've watched some shows on TV, and in the African-American community, they're really – that is something that's really growing in sommeliers and winemakers.
You know, and it's one of the things about the African-American diet, which is it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that go, well, what exactly is the African-American diet? Southern food.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much Southern food, fried chicken, all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
is not good for you, over a long time, especially since we're not working in fields for 8 to 10 hours a day working off all those calories like we did 50, 60 years ago. And it has created a huge health issue in the African-American community. And one of the things that those who are active in turning that around is they're learning about the health benefits of red wine.
Yeah.
Now, there's this thing called genetic memory that goes back through all the generations behind you. Yeah. And it's kind of like how the first time my brother was in Scotland, he felt at home, even though he'd never been there before. Well, our ancestry is from Scotland.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that affects the African-American diet is that genetic memory, because so many of the cultures that came here from Africa were in hot climates where they had plenty of fruit.
Yeah.
Their palates over the generations, hundreds of generations, developed to like really sweet, fruity flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that really hurts African-Americans who are trying to get into wine, because red wine is anything but sweet and fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fruity. But it doesn't taste like punch, and that's been what the palate has evolved to like, is really sweet flavors. So I'm glad he's out there to help them find, you know, wines that bring them in. Because it's like you said, it's the same thing with any culture.
Yeah.
You know, you start off with the white Zinfandel, and then you grow your palate.
Right.
And that's what Mac is trying to do, and a lot of people that I know that are trying to make those inroads into the African-American community with real wine, not fun wine, you know, the fruit with the real wine. And, you know, that's the biggest thing over it, is just simply the palate is geared to really crave sweet flavors.
Right, right.
And so,
But your palate does grow tired. And it wants something different.
Yeah.
And it'll happen in time. It always does. Everybody who's introduced the wine. Merlot was the first thing I ever seen in my life. Other than Chardonnay, because Kendall Jackson came out with a Chardonnay. It was kind of sweet, had tinges of sweetness and butter.
Yep.
And people went crazy over Chardonnay. And then Merlot was the first red dry wine that I've ever seen that people went right into the wine category, started drinking. Because it was very palatable. It was real easy to approach. And Merlot can get very complicated in its characteristics. But anyway. It's great to see people of any culture, of any background, getting into wine, and it does have great health benefits.
Right,
doctors wouldn't say it, and
all you have to do is look at the French housewife paradox. And for people that have not heard that phrase or don't know what it means, the French diet is right up there with the U.S. diet being the least healthy on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All the cream, all the butter. Tons of fat.
Puddings.
Yeah. At the same time, everyone in Paris is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the second lowest occurrence of heart disease on the planet, only behind Japan, that eats a lot of seafood and a lot of rice.
But they don't eat till they can't put another bite in their mouth.
Only Americans did. We are the only culture that gorges.
Are you
like
talking
that.
About me? You've been watching me eat.
All of us. But the thing that helps the French housewife stay healthy is, first off, people in Paris walk everywhere they go.
Yeah.
That is tremendously helpful. The other one is the amounts of red wine that they drink, which is full of Resveratrol or Resveratrol? Resveratrol?
I think so, yeah.
Because Resveratrol would make it an alcohol, which is an incredible antioxidant.
Yeah.
That is great for the heart. It really is. So, and, you know, the doctors will tell you, people who drink too much and people who never drink are at the exact same risk for heart disease.
Yeah.
You must have alcohol on a daily basis to
get
the health. Right.
Yeah.
For men, it is 2 to 3 drinks maximum. For women, 1 to 2 drinks maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because, for most cases, the body weight is significantly different.
Right.
And not 2 to 3 bottles a day, Mike. 2 or 3 glasses.
Darn, I've been doing it wrong all this.
but well, you're like, well, if you drink 2 or 3 bottles, clearly you got your 2 or 3 glasses in too, right?
There you go. Yeah. Hey, you've got that cover for a week. But a certain amount of alcohol, and we're no doctors, and don't.
But this is all, you know, research. You can go out there and find yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's that the AMA backs up. My father had diabetes. Mm-hmm. When his blood sugar was under control, he also had the heart condition that usually diabetes leads to.
Yeah.
And when his blood sugar was under control, the doctor told him, drink one whiskey a night.
Yeah.
One whiskey a night. You can have a beer or two. Mm-hmm. Once you drink them, one whiskey. Whether find out whiskey healthier than wine.
You don't get information like that anywhere else, do you?
Well,
hey, give us a call or a text on our Callahan's Our Social Club text line at 343-0106.
Hey, that's the same number you can talk to us on.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike, we got a few birthdays to address real quick, buddy. This was a busy week in the birthday business, in the culinary.
In our industry, yeah.
Yeah. Chris Lilly, pitmaster, world famous Big Bob Gibson's barbecue in Decatur.
And that white sauce.
Fine guy. I've met Chris a few times, did a series of articles with him. I was paired with him from Food Network to publicize some stuff they were doing, 10, 15 years ago. It was no time soon. But just have a lot of respect for Chris. And he just had a birthday this week. And, folks, if you don't know, the most famous restaurant in the state of Alabama is not Wenzel's Oyster House. It's not the Bright Star in Birmingham. It's not any of Frank Stitt's restaurants or Chris Hastings. The number one restaurant that people think of when you mention the state of Alabama is Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue in Decatur. Mm-hmm. It is far and away the most famous restaurant in this state. And Chris is third or fourth generation. He married, the granddaughter of Big Bob himself. Just so happy birthday, Chris. Locally, Rachel Yachts, one of the beautiful yacht couple that owns Section on Time, or Time on Section.
Mm-hmm.
Time. Restaurant, yeah. She had a birthday. Joe Emer's far better half, Katie Herrera.
She makes him look good.
Yes, she does. Our favorite folk/psychedelic musician, Lauren Murphy.
Yes.
Celebrating a birthday weekend by being on stage for just about all of it. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. She's all over the place. Patty Cakes.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's getting a birthday cake for her birthday. And I wonder who had the nerve to make her a birthday cake.
Oh, I don't know. When was her birthday?
This week. I don't put the dates in here. As long as it's in the week, that's good.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's what he
How'd
thinks
that get
of you,
by
Patty.
Me?
That's what he thinks.
No, I think no, a I lot of Patty.
And then, especially when you got a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one's not a birthday per se. Rio Mexican Cantina, yeah. 5 years.
Anniversary.
Yep, 5-year anniversary. So
they got good margaritas.
I got good everything, man.
Who's that cat outside?
No. Oh, wow. Is there a stray cat outside in America? What are the chances?
He was pretty.
So where'd you eat?
Take him home.
No. I'm sorry. I just transitioned way too fast. Hey, Mike, where'd you eat?
Oh, where did I?
I threw that out there. Y'all both were still on the kitty cat.
Well, the other day after we got through filming the interview with McDonald's.
I was there.
We went to Champy's. I treated the guys to Champy's, started thanking them for helping. We had some tamales.
Stop. Those Delta tamales are just fantastic. And I love everything authentic, especially with Mexican food. I much prefer a soft tortilla, corn tortilla, to a flour tortilla or a crunchy one. But the Delta does tamales better than Mexico does.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that Delta
they
stuff.
They are from there.
And that's the thing, is it's such a neat tradition.
I wonder if it's the water.
No, it's the hot sauce.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. Just they, in traditional tamales, you steam them over water.
Yeah.
Well, that Delta thing is they put hot sauce in the water.
Yeah.
And it helps flavor it. And they're not particularly hot. Did you think those were spicy?
No.
And they were slathered with a sauce.
Yeah.
As well. But it just makes them
so good. Got all over my fingers.
Yeah. Oh, God, they're so good. I did not have chicken.
They were delicious.
I did not have chicken.
I wouldn't have either. I've ate at Champy's before. Yeah. I mean, I never get an invite, but...
I heard about this last night.
I didn't know we were going to Champy's Friday. In fact, we didn't know we were going to Champy's.
We didn't know either. We were looking at Dragonfly and a few other places.
So I had fried chicken the night before and had some left over in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and catfish, well, it's Friday. I'm not Catholic.
And it's Mississippi catfish.
And it's Mississippi.
Oh, yummy.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
It was just as good as the chicken, which the chicken is pretty fly.
Yeah.
You admit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And but those tamales, man, that's the real winner. And the fried jalapenos. The basket of fried jalapenos.
Oh, I've never tried that.
See, I'm just
and it's
not...
the pickled ones, too, which whenever I've done them, I've used the fresh. Both of them are fantastic. The pickled one's much easier.
See,
because they're just slices.
I've never been. Now, I do love the jalapenos in Dave's pimento. Mm-hmm. Cheese over at Le Bichon.
Pimento cheese should always have fresh jalapenos in it.
Oh, always. And Dave grows his own, and he makes that. Oh, my God, that's the best pimento cheese ever in the world at Le Bichon Wine Bar.
Yeah.
Who's one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And you got to have
And hosted your interview of Matt McDonald.
Yes, they did.
Vintner extraordinaire.
I tell you what's good. We'll make a pizza and put pimento cheese on the pizza. We'll make stuffed bacon dates and put...
Ooh.
Pimento cheese in there.
Mm. Huh.
There's so many things you can do with pimento cheese.
It really, and it's like if you make a burger, people are like, well, why would you put that on a burger? I said, well, you've taken care of your mayonnaise and your cheese all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know,
and
we
added
would run,
some flavor.
Yeah, we used to run what I called the Antebellum Burger at Lucky, which was a half-pound burger with pimento cheese and bacon on it. I believe we did a comeback sauce, lettuce and tomato, and what the heck else did I do to that? Oh, and fried pickles as a garnish on top of the bun, and then you can put them inside there, and then it's like you've got a pickle that's crunchy inside your burger. But the fried pickles and pimento cheese, and I did that, and I went, you know, all my life I've been looking for what you should dip fried pickles in, because it's not ranch dressing, because I don't like ranch dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to like this. I've never dipped them in anything.
Mm-hmm.
You dip fried pickles in pimento cheese.
Hmm.
That is the combination. That should be the Southern chips and salsa. It's fried pickles and pimento cheese.
That sounds Southern.
There's a restaurant in the French Quarter called Kingfish. Wonderful restaurant. We've got to try it sometimes. You haven't been there yet. And they do pimento cheese as one of their appetizers with pork skins.
See,
yeah.
I could do that. Have you tried the fried chicken skin chip
at the Hickory Pit?
Well, oh, that's right, they have them
Chicaronis.
There.
Yeah,
that's right, they have them there.
I tried them with you.
I've seen them in the grocery stores.
Look, it's who is on the phone?
Who?
Cookie.
I
hadn't heard from Cookie in a while.
In years.
Hey, Cookie, guess who is going to be working with me at the Greer's Downtown Market?
I'm afraid to. Who is it?
Garrick Ogburn, who did all the wonderful vegetarian and vegan food at Nourish Cafe inside the YMCA.
Oh, where is this again?
This is the Greer's Market on St. Louis Street. We're going to be opening up, looks like the middle of August now. He's actually going to be our wine and cheese steward, but I'm so happy they hired him because we also want to do, you know, healthy line of poke bowls and stuff like that are right up Garrick's wheelhouse. So we're going to make sure that you're going to have some really good vegetarian food that you walk in, pick up, and then go sit down and eat it immediately.
Well, we're all going to have some really good vegetarian food then, right?
Yes, but I mean, especially
you. Know, you snooze, you lose.
Right. What's on your mind this morning, dear?
Well, you know, y'all were talking about it being Patty Cake's birthday, and I was thinking, I mean, I know some people who are extremely talented, and I understand, you know, that she is incredibly talented at making cakes. And so I would love to send her a birthday present, okay?
Okay.
It's my specialty recipe. But before I give it to you, I want to make sure that you will repeat how to get in, you know, where to send it, okay?
Oh, where to send it to her or where to send it? Because you can get it to me and I can make sure she gets it. And then I'll have it.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Either, you know, however you're going to do it. You know, it's like, I mean, that's fine. But from me, too. You know,
absolutely.
Like I said, somebody who is a master baker, you know? And remember, I said master baker. Okay?
Right, right. Yeah, Mike was listening.
Okay.
He didn't get too excited.
I had to think about that a little bit. I had to think that.
He's usually with us, and that's what I love about him.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, here's the specialty recipe. You ready?
Got it.
You might want to write this down.
We're recording this, so I can go back and write it down later.
Okay. You take some water, and you put it in a container, and then hopefully my freezer will still be working, and It makes a great ice cube.
Ice cube?
That's my specialty recipe, man. Come on.
You put water and put it in the freezer and make ice cube. Now, let me ask you. Do you use twice as much hydrogen as you do oxygen? Because that's my secret.
I've never heard of that.
Two times hydrogen to the oxygen, and that will give you the best, wettest water you've ever had.
I've never heard of anybody doing that, though. How would you do that?
Science.
Yeah. It's magic, Cookie. It's magic.
That's what I thought. That's why I called you. I knew you'd have the answer. Thank you so much. And send it to her. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I wish I wrote that down.
Oh, she's...
I'll write it down for you later.
What time's too early to be drinking? I'm ready to go have a drink now.
Well, would you go down to Bob's Downtown Diner?
I might.
Would they have any alcohol for sale this early in the morning?
Absolutely.
What kind?
Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And mimosas.
Yummy.
Mimosas. All right, folks, is that the break coming up? Is that what I hear? I thought that was music. Hey, 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social text line. What can they do there, Mike?
They can text us and they can call us.
Well, there you go.
Just like Cookie did. Thank you, Cookie.
Good
God, I hadn't heard her from her in so long.
Yeah. You can get it from Sweet or Spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We're
back, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I had to eat the other day.
All that fried chicken. Would you have a 7-piece?
No, I'm going to tell you what.
There's
this place on 181 called Mr. Spud's.
Mr. Spud's.
I'm not familiar with it. It's a meat and three. And they do beef tips, like, you know, over rice.
Yeah.
Oh, yum. So good.
Yeah. See, I love. See, that's just good old hearty cooking. And I can't wait till it gets cold weather because it's going to be great then. But, I always get my third. They had butter beans and here's the thing. Cheryl's and Mr. Spud's, being out there in the fields and the farms out where they're at, they get fresh vegetables delivered to them. Yeah.
And that's Cheryl's Cafe you're talking
Cheryl's
about?
Cheryl's Cafe in Spanish Fort and then Mr. Spud's on 181 east of Fairhope. But they've got, Crowder peas and stuff like that. See, I just love good old Southern cooking like that. And corn that's skillet fried.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Cheryl's does a great Parmesan crusted pork chop.
You were talking about that the other day.
Oh, my God. That thing's good. Yeah. And then Mr. Spud's, like I said, they do the beef tips.
Mm-hmm.
And super, super, super good.
Yeah.
And then I ate a Roy's yesterday, and my burger was so big I couldn't even eat all of it.
Hmm.
I had to cut it in half. Take the rest home and eat it when I got home last night from the pole vaulting.
So did you take the pineapple and the peanut butter and the egg off of it and go home and eat that and then eat the burger?
No, I didn't have any of that put on there.
Oh, wow.
They were too busy. I wasn't going to stretch the kitchen like that.
You weren't going to exercise your diva?
I didn't pull my diva card. But speaking of divas.
How many times have you went to a place like that? Do you know who I am?
None.
Do you recognize my voice?
None. But speaking of divas, we want to thank the fine folks at Bob's Downtown Diner for helping.
You saying Tony Sawyer's a diva?
A little bit.
Okay.
He's got that plaque, that award now.
You better hush, man. He's got a boat and has offered to take me fishing. So.
Oh, he hadn't offered me. But anyway.
You don't want to go.
I looked at rod and reels yesterday.
You looked at them, huh?
I'm thinking about it.
That is practically the same as going on the Bassmaster Tour and being a pro. Pretty much the same, man. You looked at a rod and reel, you might as well have your Ranger boat out there on the Delta right now.
I was sitting there daydreaming.
Practically the same.
I was daydreaming in Walmart. what I was going to do. I was going to win the Bassmaster.
You were going to get your Zepco 33 out there with some of them African night crawlers.
I love them Zepcos. They go zzzz when you sling them. But anyway, what were we talking about?
Where'd you eat?
Oh, I've already told you.
Yeah, okay. Well, my turn.
Okay.
I went to Champy's Fried Chicken. Oh, we just heard about that. I've got some of these that are backlogged because we had Tony in here last week.
Yeah.
I didn't eat at all these places in the last week. Y'all are behind, so I'm catching y'all up. I know everyone wakes up every morning going, my God, what is Stu going to eat today? So I'm catching you up. I took our good friend Sarah Lassiter out to Sims to try Sabai Thai cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it so much, it's going to be her and her husband's escape from downtown Mobile.
Oh, cool.
She's like, her husband is just going to love it. And it is a great place. Worth the little drive out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, people act like driving to Sims is like driving to Montgomery.
Driving to
Leesdale's
not that far. It's a 15-minute
drive.
Yeah.
You spend more time on Airport Boulevard getting from I-65 than Azalea Road than it takes for you to drive out to Sims. So, come on now.
Or on the Bayway.
Keeping on the Sims theme.
Mm-hmm.
Los Rancheros.
Yeah.
Yeah. I popped in there and had steak nachos, I think. And no margarita this time. A couple of weeks ago, I went in there. She goes, want a margarita? And I went, yeah, I do. She goes, small, medium, or large? Let me get a large. She brought out a vat of margarita. And I had to hang out for a while before I could go home. So this time, I think I just got like a Corona and a lime. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I got a peach daiquiri.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Sound like me.
And then still staying in Sims, went to the Hickory Pit a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Breakfast one morning just real quick, and then lunch one day.
Mm-hmm.
Then here we go. Outside of Sims now, ventured outside. Hokie's Barbecue and Grill in Loosedale, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And had the pulled pork sandwich. And it was after the lunch rush. It was just us and a couple other tables. So they had the time to execute everything perfectly. And then for the server to get it on our table so that we can still appreciate it. There's a very crucial timing in that. And, folks, the reality is if the restaurant's busy, you can hang it up. Mm-hmm. If you get it, it's just luck of the draw. Well, I mean, perfectly toasted on the inside of the bun. Just about every bite of the pulled pork was mostly lean and then a little piece of fat and bark on the end. Just perfect. Really was just one of the – and the last two pulled pork sandwiches I've had there and then – a couple of weeks ago at Hickory Pit were two of the best I've ever had because they had time to execute every part of that, and I got it with the toasted part on the inside, nice and buttery and still crunchy, and everything was and just two of the great ones. But you know, the great thing about a pulled pork, Mike, even a bad pulled pork sandwich is still a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And a bad one is just not bad in far as taste. It's just they roasted it in an oven.
Right.
They mixed in some barbecue sauce, but still good.
Yeah.
But it's missing that thing. You know, that thing, Mike? You know that thing. Yeah. So I think I'm caught up.
That thing's hard to find.
Did I mention I went to Le Bouchon the other day, and they weren't open? And I just had to go in and just handle things myself.
What are you doing?
Friday when we went in there when they were closed. Shot that video.
I was getting hungry in there.
It was. It was a great day. Like here's where I am in the production stage.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken all of the clips off the SD card, put them on my laptop.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the list.
Okay. you know, our little trip we made over to Mississippi with Roy.
Yeah, I was there.
We're still getting, I don't know, Dave, you see, I still get feedback from people about they want to know when we're going to do it again.
Hopefully soon.
But, folks,
that's up to Roy.
Well, that's up to Roy. But we'd like to do Pensacola, too.
We really would.
So if you had some ideas of some places we should go to, not fine dining, but fun, funky places.
Fun dining.
Funky, fun dining.
And just for the record, although both of us love Meguiar's and Flounder's,
mm-hmm.
we also know about Meguiar's and Flounder's.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of my problem with Pensacola.
Go on, find some gems, hidden gems.
You want to hear this? This is my problem with Pensacola. Every time I go there, I eat at Meguiar's or Flounder's because they're so damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's more to Pensacola than Flounder's and Meguiar's.
There is.
but I do love both. Flounder's, you know, I used to have friends that would tell me, man, they got the best fried shrimp on the Gulf Coast. And I take that with a grain of salt because pretty much if you're using Gulf Coast shrimp and you know how to fry, all fried shrimp's the same.
I know people who make wonderful fried shrimp at home. Yeah, but
till I went to Flounders, and theirs is noticeably better. And I think I got their secret. Mm-hmm. They do a regular season flour like everyone else does mm-hmm. on the coast. I think they throw breadcrumbs into it. So when it fries, you get that extra crunch on the outside. Not panko, like either fresh or just regular dried breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that adds flavor, just a touch of it.
So they use a wet batter.
Well, I don't know. They just use flour for sure.
Yeah, and then throw that on there.
They may kind of roll it in it after the wet batter's on it. They may just have it mixed in with the flour on the dress.
Okay.
I think that's what it is, because mm-hmm. it's not just flour in their bag. But it is fantastic. And they're freaking seafood nachos. If you've never seen them, that's mm-hmm. all you need. Dude, they are 7 or 8 inches tall.
Wow.
Shrimp, baby shrimp, and crab meat all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost $20 for the order of nachos, too. But you can feed 4 people, and you don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Except a diesel fuel or something like that.
Hey, I see that David Rass has thrown some teasers out there.
About?
Royal Scam.
Reopening?
I don't know.
Maybe?
But also, the bicycle shop has done the same thing. They put up posts out there, like, teasing people.
I have heard. I have heard.
See, I love that ice cream that they do, that coffee ice cream and the honey. And the
I go there for the sushi and the Mexican food, because they serve sushi and Mexican food.
And that's a great combination. But I missed both those places.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat the smoked duck nachos
that they did.
Oh,
one
God.
Of the best dishes in the area. The smoked duck tostada they do mm-hmm. is still probably my favorite single bite in the area.
Yeah.
With the pomegranate and the goat cheese on a tostada with smoked duck. You just can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
And it's, I know, at least on the old menu, it was $8 for one tostada. Worth every penny of it.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Now, don't expect to get full, but you shouldn't. It's tapas. It's small bites. You're not supposed to get full on one.
Exactly.
You're supposed to get full on 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the way to do tapas. And in New Orleans, when Lubitz took me to that Spanish tapas restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there wasn't an entree on the menu, but it was fantastic. We had 10 courses each.
Yeah.
And it's just unreal. And scallops, shrimp, lobster. I mean, and it, to me, and you can attest, when you go to another town, you go to a restaurant, you're trying to get the feel for it. Ordering a salad and an entree and a dessert is not how you're going to get the feel
Mm-mm,
for it.
Definitely not. No.
Maybe get an entree, but everyone at the table share the entree. Get a lot of small plates. Get a lot of taste for what they do, especially if it's like you're in Denver. You're mm-hmm. probably never going back to Denver again. There's this restaurant you've heard about in Denver that you want to try, whether it's Native American food or hemp or beer or whatever they do with it, because they do great stuff there. Go there and try a bunch of smaller things.
Yeah.
So you can get a full taste of the menu.
Exactly.
And it's a lot more fun like that. You know, I would hate to think that I went to some place, say in New York, Le Bernardin or someplace mm-hmm. like that. And I go, well, what did you think? Well, the soup that came before the steak was wonderful, and the steak was great. And then we had a piece of cheesecake, and it was awesome. Well, what else did you try? This is a world-renowned restaurant. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure all of those are awesome. But you really didn't get to, did you try any escargot? Did you try any of the French small plates that they have there? You know, whether it's Le Bernardin or any other plate. And so I've always been, you know, I'm okay with the soup, too.
Mm-hmm.
The soup is not very filling.
Right.
You know, it'll take that edge off, and it gives you a taste of what their chef is capable of. Because in those kind of restaurants, now, if it's a boil and bag soup, like a lot of the chain restaurants use, you know, it may be a good soup, but it's not the chef made the soup.
I don't see where a lot of restaurants don't do a lot of soups.
It's because we're in a warm climate.
Yeah, and that makes sense. But
right.
I do love going to the Mediterranean Sandwich Company, and they've always got several soups.
Yeah,
and I always get one.
Soup, man. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I always get one.
Have you tried the, at Rooster's, their chicken tortilla soup?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
I almost went there last night.
Oh.
3430106, folks. Let's go to break and listen to this good song.
So long. Captain in the mix, I'm troubling mine. Hey, but sea was rough, couldn't make no time. So long, so long. Way down on a Mobile Bay. Hey, way down on a Mobile Bay. So long, so long. I don't wait to come no more. Hey, so long. long, so long. I'm going away to Mobile Bay.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mix.
We'll talk so the people listening can hear us now. We was scheming and planning and stuff.
We got ideas stuff. Just rolling through our heads.
Yeah, ideas aplenty.
So, what are we going to talk about?
Let me see what's on my notes now.
We had some ideas.
Let's see. That's my shopping list.
Hey, man, here's the thing. You know, I discussed this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the difference between hibachi and teppanyaki, which is teppanyaki is the restaurant you go to, sit around the grill, and the guy cooks stuff. A hibachi is a tiny little cast iron device that you put charcoal in.
Right.
You don't go to the hibachi at the sushi restaurant. You go to the teppanyaki. These are food words that Americans get wrong.
Yeah.
Well, the next one is grilling. Okay, if people, you'll see you cook a burger in a frying pan, and they go, I like mine grilled. If I'm cooking it in a frying pan, I'm grilling it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is where we get off. Grilling.
Wait. Well, maybe you're going to explain.
Right, exactly.
I'm confused.
Grilling has nothing to do with charcoal.
Okay.
It's not related to charcoal. You can use charcoal or gas to grill.
Okay.
But grilling is nothing to do with putting it on a grill grate on a barbecue. That's not what grilling means.
It would be called grating, it wouldn't.
No, it would be called barbecue. Grilling is a form of cooking that involves dry heat applied to the surface of food, commonly from above, below, or from the side. Grilling usually involves a significant amount of direct radiant heat and tends to be used for cooking meat and vegetables quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Actual word for grilling, what people call grilling, is charbroiling.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lighting up the grill and throwing some burgers on it, you are technically grilling burgers. But the exact thing you're doing is charbroiling, because if I cook one in an iron skillet, I am also grilling burgers every bit as much as you are on your charcoal grill. So the correct thing is grilling direct heat, high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that in a frying pan. You can do it on a gas grill, but it's all grilling.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's charbroiling specifically. That's the type of grilling you're doing when you use a gas grill or charcoal. So there you go. That occupied some time. There you go. And you learned something, too. I got another one if you want it.
I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
Here.
Chicken is not meat.
We've been doing it wrong the whole time.
We're just calling saying it the wrong thing. Okay. Yeah, that's what the purpose of this. Chicken is not meat.
You are a bubble buster. You know that, don't you?
Did you know that chicken is not meat?
What is it?
It's poultry.
Poultry.
Meat refers to things that walk. Cow is meat.
Chicken don't walk.
It's a flapper. Yeah, but four legs.
There's
a scientific name. It's like ruminants or something like that. Basically means they can roam.
Ah.
So lamb, pork, cattle, things on four legs that walk around venison. Those are the only things that produce meat other than nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The interior of a nut is also called meat. What chicken and turkey are is poultry.
Okay.
Fish is fish. It's not meat. It's fish. Mm-hmm. Chicken doesn't have meat on the bone. It has chicken on the bone.
Okay.
So these are things that where we get off. The word that includes all of them, and that you're going to recognize this, there is one word that encompasses beef, chicken, fish, all of it, protein.
Protein?
Yeah. And that's why if you watch Hell's Kitchen or Chopped or any of these, they don't ever ask what meat are you going to use. They ask what proteins you can use. Because accurately, if you say the meat I'm going to use is chicken, they're going to lose points because chicken isn't meat.
That band we listened to 2 weeks ago in Biloxi, or Ocean Springs, Chicken on the Bone. Great band down in New Orleans. They were so fine to listen to.
Here's one more for you real quick. Fried chicken, the term fried chicken, is only applied to chicken that has a bone in it.
Okay.
Chicken tenders are not fried chicken. Chicken nuggets are not fried chicken. Because fried chicken means whole parts of chicken that are fried. And if you notice, chicken restaurants will say, they'll have on their menu, fried chicken, and it'll be two-piece, three-piece, dark white. Underneath it, it will say fried chicken tenders, because fried chicken tenders do not qualify as fried chicken. So when we do the things like we've done before, we're talking about who's got the best fried chicken in town, and someone comes in, and their favorite is Fusackli's, great, I agree, best chicken tenders you'll get, but it's not fried chicken. because there's no bone in it. Without bone, it's not fried chicken.
So wings.
Yeah, wings. So they wings. Have bones in them.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as a boneless wing. They don't exist. You're eating chicken nuggets. Just say it. What it is, it's a chicken nugget. If you want chicken nuggets, go to McDonald's.
We have a text asking, what's pork?
Pork is meat. Four legs, it walks around. That's Sean Sullivan. He doesn't count.
No, he's saying...
Oh, I see. Camera guy. Camera guy wants... Yeah, pork is meat because it walks around on four legs. So it's cow, it's lamb, sheep, goat. Billy goat. Love me from Billy goat. Yeah. I bet Trace likes him some barbecue.
Ruminant. What is that?
Yeah, I think it's ruminant is the word.
Yeah, ruminant means has a...
Yeah, it walks around...
Rumen.
Yeah. But
cool. Yeah, Sean says they're critters that chew their cud,
right?
Not critters that roam.
Right. Oh, well, but all of them... what I mean by roam is they have the ability to walk. That's all I'm saying. They have four legs. Not like they walk... like they roam the Oklahoma flatland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can walk around on four legs.
Okay.
That's what I mean by roam. That's how I remember the ruminant word is... I associate it with roam in my head because you roam on four legs. Apparently, a chicken can't roam on two legs. That's my thinking.
Buford wants, yeah.
Buford
wants to know what the song was we played a while ago.
So
I asked the same question.
Yeah. Well, I guess what we could do is pull it up next time we play.
Well, let's see. Trace.
It's called Mobile Bay.
Trace says.
This guy?
What's the beat they claim to be tuna at Subway?
Scientifically, they do not know. They have not determined what is actually in the tuna at Subway, which is frightening that scientists can get a food item and not identify the contents of it. They can't. It's going to be some kind of gum. It's going to be something they're doing to simulate the texture of tuna when it's mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably tuna broth or something to give it a flavor. But what are they making the goo part out of?
Here's my best soup I've ever had was at Gelato Joe's. They're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got some great chicken and rice soup.
Maelstrom.
That's because, and here's why they would do great soup. All ice cream is dessert soup.
All right. David Hubble wants to know, what about squirrels?
What are squirrels?
That's a good question.
Delicious.
Yes, they are wonderful fried.
They are delicious.
Or they make a delicious stew. Keep the head in the stew, suck the brains out. That's the best part.
I think you get sick from that, though.
I don't know. My dad made it to 84 years and he sucked the brains out.
My grandmother used to make... scrambled squirrel brains and eggs.
Yeah, mine too.
Yum yum.
I've had
not a whole lot of meat on the bone.
it takes a couple squirrels to make a meal now.
Yeah, like frog legs.
Yeah. Now the first one I ever shot as a kid, my dad's like, "You're not just going to shoot this squirrel. If you shoot it, you got to eat it." Look at me. Heck yeah. So we
he ain't messed on squirrel
meals. I remember that he had us marinate it in vinegar overnight, and then my mom fried it. Hey, folks, you need to get out there and honor the local folks, don't they, Mom?
They do. Tip well. Support local, be local, buy local.
Yeah.
Tip your servers well. We're going through a hard time right now. Be patient. Please patient. Be patient. Yeah, because there's a huge shortage of employees right now.
For every employee you see, four are sitting at home.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, folks. We want y'all to do one thing if you do nothing else today.
Provolone.